Menopause is a time of raging hormones, hot flashes, and is often accompanied by ideas about uselessness and, of course, the horrors of growing old. At least that's how Sandra Tsing Lo describes her feelings when the change hit her as she approached her 50th birthday in The Mad Woman in the Volvo, directed by Lisa Peterson, now at Berkeley Rep through January 15th. In this play, based upon her 2015 book, which was subtitled My Year of Raging Hormones, she takes us through the moments when it first hit her, through her life immediately afterward as she goes through a divorce and a remarriage, and how her change affects those relationships and the relationships with her tweener daughters. As Sandra Tsing Lo discusses in the Berkeley Rep magazine, almost one in two American women alive today is menopausal. For women, this midlife moment is really a moment of rebellion and rebirth. The biological cycle goes away, she says, then you get to think of who you really are and what your life is. In fact, in a normal lifespan, only about 25 years are fertile, so menopause is actually a more normal state. And, of course, very few people talk about it. Given how a majority of Americans are women, and most of their lifespans are either pre- or post-fertility, you'd think that there would be more plays about menopause, but there aren't. So it's good that one now exists. Sandra Tsing Lo has adapted some of her other works for the stage as monologues, but in this one she's also enlisted the services of two fine actors, Carolyn Aaron and Shannon Holt, to play a variety of roles. Their appearance is both a blessing and a curse. While Sandra Tsing Lo is adept at the solo show, she's on shakier ground when forced to act and interact with others on stage, especially when required to be more natural than she would be in other settings. The two more experienced actors assist her when necessary, but the gap becomes especially apparent during the final part of the show when she's required by the text to take her acting into some difficult emotional places. Luckily, those moments don't last too long, and the play glides towards its ending quickly. Sandra Tsing Lo is a funny writer, and The Mad Woman in the Volvo is very funny, particularly during the first part, which features an extended trip to Burning Man. But The Mad Woman in the Volvo does go deeper. For those of us who will never experience or have yet to experience menopause, it's an eye-opener. And for those women who have had the change, the play is very welcome. As she and director Lisa Peterson note, older women tend to nod in agreement throughout the 90-minute running time. This makes the play very special. The Mad Woman in the Volvo, by Sandra Tsing Lo, directed by Lisa Peterson, plays at Berkeley Rep through January 15th. For more information, you can go to their website, berkeleyrep.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.